Well, good morning, everyone. It is Friday. It is August 5th, and today is the big day. It is August 5th, 2022, and today is my big day. I get to interview the president of Time Magazine, who is Mr. Keith Grossman. So quick shout out to Keith and everyone at Time Magazine. I'm looking forward to that interview today. So that's going to be a wonderful day, and that's definitely my day. Anyway, hope everyone had a good night. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and it's going to be a wonderful day. So once again, we had our first tweet at 7:13 this morning. Got up a little bit late. Was finally able to go back to sleep and get a good 2 hours of solid rest. Okay, let's go ahead and review once again what a non-fungible token is for my benefit, as well as that of others. A non-fungible token is a financial security consisting of digital data stored in a blockchain. A form of distributed ledger. The ownership of an NFT is recorded in the blockchain and can be transferred by the owner, allowing NFTs to be sold and traded. Okay, there you go. That's just kind of a quick overview of what a non-fungible token is. Okay, we got some really good news this morning. Gary Vaynerchuk had a wonderful, wonderful video this morning out, and I put it on my Twitter feed. Learn from your mistakes and keep going. This interview was so powerful, and he spoke with someone. Anyway, just click the link I have in my Idea Connect 2 at twitter.com, and watch this one. It's called Learn from Your Mistakes and Keep Growing. And it's on YouTube, so you don't want to miss that video. Just go ahead and click my tweet at IdeaConnect2 at twitter.com, or you can Google it as well. And quick shout out to Gary Vaynerchuk, D-Rock, Dusty, and everyone at VaynerMedia for that wonderful, wonderful video and all that they're doing to really help bring NFTs into the forefront in 2022 and beyond. Okay, we got some news coming out of, this comes from CoinDesk. Meta's NFT outreach powers 38% rally in Flow token. The dollar value of open positions in Binance-listed Flow, F-L-O-W, all caps, futures has increased by a whopping 345%. Wonderful news, validating the price rally. Oh, this is wonderful news. The dollar value of open positions in the Binance-listed Flow futures has increased by 345%, validating the rally. Huge, huge news. Once again, you can read about this by clicking my tweet at IdeaConnect2 at twitter.com, or go ahead and click at www.coindesk, C-O-I-N-D-E-S-K. .com. Okay, this comes to us from news.artnet.com. Art industry news, Damien Hirst throws his 100% support behind NFTs with plans to burn even more of his art and other stories. Quick thank you, huge high five to Damien Hirst for doing this. Damien, thank you so much, and thank you so much for helping to keep NFTs in the mainstream in 2022 and beyond. Wonderful, wonderful news. It says, plus artists create a museum show from John Waters' collection and Stephen Hawking's ... Once again, you can read the rest of this story at www.news.artnet.com. Okay, Magic Eden is back in the news. Oh my gosh, Magic Eden is picking up steam, and they're giving OpenSea a run for their money. This comes from CoinDesk. What is Magic Eden? How to get started on the NFT marketplace? The high-volume company boasts low transaction costs and no fees for listing non-fungible tokens. So a quick shout-out and a huge thank you from everyone at Magic Eden. Would love to get an interview with a rep from Magic Eden to kind of get you around the globe as well as far as what you're doing. It says the high-volume company boasts low transaction costs and no fees for listing non-fungible tokens. Once again, you can read about this at www.coindesk, C-O-I-N-D-E-S-K, .com, or you can just go ahead and click my tweet at IdeaConnect2 at twitter.com. Also, follow Magic Eden on Twitter at capital M, lowercase A-G-I-C, capital E, lowercase D-E-N. You can read all about what Magic Eden is offering. Wonderful, wonderful news for Magic Eden. Okay, let me take a little swig of coffee here. Coming to us from Twitch. Oh, my gosh. Justin Kahn still would love to get an interview with Justin. Justin, if you're out there, I hope you're having a great day. The people at Twitch have done a wonderful thing. They have a coloring tweet that they put through these. They have this graphical for coloring. And apparently, those that are downloading it, the kids are coloring the tweets, or maybe some of the adults too, coloring the tweet. And some of them are very, very creative. They got a little dinosaur, a little horse purple, a pink pig, and they got the Twitch logo. And you'll see the Twitch colored in image on my tweet at ideaconnect2 at twitter.com. Or you can just go to Twitch, go to @TWITCH, and you can see what they're doing. It's got a wonderful, wonderful and creative idea for tweeting a blank thing for the kids to color, downloading in PDF, and then letting the kids color it and really enjoy it. And they're getting quite creative. Oh my gosh, and they've tweeted like two or three of them, and they're all hand-colored. So follow that on Twitch. Wonderful news. Okay, coming to us from Twitch. Also Twitch, they've got a Outside Lands official live streams coming up on August 5th through the 7th, live from Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. So that's some wonderful news. Would love to get out there. I might try to get out there. You can find them at www.twitch.tv/... Oh, let me see if I got this right. SFOUTSIDELANDS. So SF Outside Lands. Wonderful news. Sponsored by, of course, Levi, Liquidiv, and Freevee also. So quick shout out to thank all those sponsors as well. Once again, you can go to SF Outside Lands on Twitter. Go to lowercase SFOUTSIDELANDS. And you can see the official live stream info. Or you can just click my tweet at ideaconnect2 at twitter.com. Okay, and also Twitch Rivals. They got some wonderful standings here that you can check. I got them out. The checkered flag and win for charity. Thank you so much to everyone at Twitch Rivals. Team Ponce, P-O-N-S-E, our Twitch Rivals, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe EU Showdown Champions. So quick shout out to everyone at Nintendo America as well. You guys are doing a lot to really help Twitch Rivals and also really to help bring NFTs forward in 2022 and beyond. Let's take a little swig of water here. Instagram. Oh my gosh. Instagram adds Flow blockchain NFTs. Flow token pumps 44%. Instagram's NFT initiative now includes more than 100 countries, including collectibles from the Flow blockchain. Oh, this is wonderful, wonderful news coming to us. This comes from decrypt.co. Instagram's NFT initiative now includes more than 100 countries, including collectibles from Flow blockchain. So quick shout out to Mark Zuckerberg, everyone at Facebook, which is now Meta, for really embracing NFTs and helping to keep them in the mainstream in 2022 and beyond. Of course, Facebook is just a few miles south of here. I'm in Santa Clara, right near Apple Computer. Google is right next door in Mountain View. And I believe Facebook's corporate headquarters is very close to there in Mountain View. So quick shout out to the entire, and Twitter too. Twitter's kind of creeping up here. They're in San Francisco, but they've got several offices here. Now there's one in Sunnyvale from Twitter. So big thank you to Twitter. And I couldn't have the Idea Connect network on without having Twitter. Once again, I'm going to build my entire network, the Idea Connect network, on this single tweet at zero cost. So keep following me on ideaconnect2 at twitter.com because that will host the actual platform of the Idea Connect network. And we hope to circle the globe for free, as the internet should be, and really get the word out. Okay, moving on. Let's go ahead and keep moving on NFTs. Chibi Dinos, C-H-I-B-I Dinos, D-I-N-O-S, NFT broadens its horizons through its first toy line with PMI Limited. Wonderful news. Chibi Dinos NFT broadens its horizons through its first toy line with PMI Limited. Once again, you could read about this at www.accesswire.com. ideaconnect.com. Or just click my tweet at ideaconnect2 at twitter.com. All right, multi award-winning filmmaker Anthony Hayes launches NFT series with Mogul Productions. Huge shout out to Anthony and everyone there for embracing NFTs and really helping to keep them in the mainstream in 2022 and beyond. Multi award-winning filmmaker Anthony Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, launches NFT series with Mogul Productions. So huge shout out to everyone at Mogul Productions, and thank you for embracing NFTs and really helping to move them forward. So you can read about this at www.accesswire.com, or just click my tweet at ideaconnect2 at twitter.com. Okay, well, also we got Nansen acknowledging neglected DeFi during NFT hype. This comes from cryptotimes.ib. Nansen acknowledges neglecting DeFi plans during NFT hype. While talking about growth, Nansen's official admitted that the firm ditched DeFi plans and was more focused on NFT-related operations. So you can go ahead and read that story at cryptotimes.ib. Or you can just go ahead and click my tweet at ideaconnect2 at twitter.com. You see a wonderful picture of Nansen there with a little green, looks like a little green star. Just go ahead and click that and enjoy it as best you can. Get as much out of it as you can. Oh, we got some wonderful, wonderful news coming from Tiffany's. Quick shout out to everyone at Tiffany's, and thank you so much, Tiffany and Company, and for embracing NFTs and really helping to bring them in the mainstream in 2022 and beyond. Tiffany and Company NFT drop raises $12.5 million after instant sellout. Yeah, instant sellout. Can you believe that? Oh my gosh, I'm falling off my chair. Quick shout out and thank you to the entire team at Tiffany & Company for keeping NFTs in the mainstream in 2022 and beyond. Wonderful, wonderful news coming out of Tiffany's. Once again, Tiffany's first NFT collection, NFTIFFS. Oh my gosh, that's kind of a cool one. NFT, all caps, IFFS, sold out in minutes today while raking in a record-breaking $12.5 million. Oh, fantastic news. So go ahead and click that tweet at ideaconnect2 at twitter.com. Or once again, you can read about this at www.cryptobriefing, CryptoBriefing, .com. Oh my gosh, Lamborghini. How I'd love to have a Lamborghini, but you know, I'd rather really take the bus, because what's in money anyway? Money isn't important to me. Anyway, Lamborghini, Automobili, AUTOMOBILI, Lamborghini NFT Journey continues to count down to 8-month epic road trip program releasing Lamborghini NFTs. Oh my gosh. A quick shout out and thank you to the team at Lamborghini for embracing NFTs and really helping to keep them in the mainstream in 2022 and beyond. This comes out of New York on August 5th. Following two successful NFT projects to date, read about Lamborghini at www.globenewswire.com, or just click my tweet at ideaconnect2 at twitter.com and enjoy it. Oh, this is wonderful news coming out too. Pre-framed NFTs aim to make crypto art more approachable. Wonderful news. This week on Gadget Lab, we wade into the marketplace for NFT videos that are sold pre-installed in digital photo frames. Oh, this is so cool. This is a new idea, and it's really going to, I believe, be picking up steam in New York at the art shows and in downtown New York as well. Love to get one at Times Square. This week, we wade into the marketplace of NFT videos that are sold pre-installed in digital photo frames. You can read about this at www.wired.com, or just go ahead and click my tweet at ideaconnect2 at twitter.com. Okay, MetaGons. Oh my gosh. Capital M-E-T-A-G-O-N-Z will announce MetaHuman DJ NFT. at the official after party of Party Block 2022. Metagons will announce MetaHuman DJ NFT at the official after. This comes from Seoul, Korea. Wonderful news coming out. Meta Octagon's MetaHuman DJ and NFT project, Metagons, which is dot, dot, dot. Once again, you can go ahead and read about this at www.sports, S-P-O-R-T-S, dot Yahoo. Dot com. Okay, we put this one in front of the Hollywood Reporter. Ja Rule, J-A-R-U-L-E, and Herb Rice launched Next Level Black is Beautiful NFT collection to benefit HBCUs. Very, very wonderful, wonderful news coming to us from HBCUbuzz.com. Oh, huge thank you. Now, quick shout out to everyone there for supporting NFTs and really helping to bring them into the mainstream in 2022 and beyond. And a quick shout out to everyone in Hollywood, all my friends following me in the Hollywood area, in downtown Los Angeles, Burbank, Santa Monica, and of course, Disneyland as well. Love Los Angeles. J Rule, J-A space R-U-L-E, has already pledged a portion of his NFT sales to HBCUs. H, all caps, HBCU, lowercase s. But a new partnership with his longtime friend is taking it further. Wonderful news. Learn more. Dot, dot, dot. Once again, you could read about this by clicking my tweet at ideaconnect2 at twitter.com or just go ahead and going to www.hbcubuzz.com. Okay, I kind of threw this one in there too. I was born in 1958, so I'm kind of partial to the old 50s and 60s and grew up before we even had the internet. So I wrote the 1950s and 1960s. Companies were concerned about family more. And I remember when IBM used to have a no layoff policy and we played kick the can outside. Mom would call us in for dinner when dinner was ready. We didn't have cell phones or the internet. If you fell off a tree and broke your arm, you broke your arm. I remember a guy from in grammar school that broke his arm when we used to swing really high and it fell. We didn't die. We were better. The cars didn't have seat belts. I remember years ago in the 64 Ford Fairlane where we were in a station wagon, the kids would be bouncing around like ping pong balls in the back of the car. And I guess if one of them flew out, Dad would stop and pick you up. We didn't die. We had lawn darts. Remember lawn darts? Oh, my gosh. We survived somehow without the internet, cell phone, video games, and it just seemed like a simpler time back then. Principals were able to paddle us. How many of you remember that, where you could get paddled at school if you got out of line? We never imagined even for a day bringing guns to school. Mom stayed home, and when you got home from school, she was there for the kids. She gave them a big, big hug. Hope they had a good day. You'd wash up before dinner, and you'd sit down for dinner and discuss your day. At the dinner table, there were no cell phones in the family. Yes, there was even a family prayer, and we went to church on Sunday. So something seems to be missing, and is it just me, or have we lost something? And I went in and threw that picture of Dagwood in there, because did you ever notice the Dagwood and Blondie cartoon? Dagwood never got laid off. His boss would yell at him, but he never got laid off, and he would always have a paycheck to bring home to pay his mortgage and keep his kids happy, keep Blondie happy. And once in a while, she would bake him some cookies, and he would take it to Mr. Bumstead. I think that was his name, Dagwood's boss at work. I wish we could bring that day back where people didn't have to worry or panic about getting laid off at work. And they could, as long as you did your job, you know, kept your straightforward, you could be assured of a job. And we really need to get back to that old school of thought here, I believe. Anyway, that's my... That's my thought for the day. Once again, if you have an idea for a startup, please, 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 please get me your pitch deck, your white paper, and a YouTube or a Vimeo video. Send it to Gary Kohlgraff, that's GaryKohlegraff at gmail.com. I'll take a look at it, see if it doesn't qualify for a Globalcast OS6 broadcast. Once again, we're approaching, I believe, in the 30s now, are startups that are approaching me. Full disclosure, once again, I do charge $2,500 for each broadcast, which takes 19 days, so please be aware of that. And I cannot take funds from the capital from the funds that you raise or stock in your company due to a conflict of interest issue I've got with the Idea Connect Network. So just kind of be aware of that. Okay, that's my commercial for the day. Today's the big interview with Keith Grossman from Time Magazine. So that'll be in just about a couple hours now. Well, about 4 hours. So I'm looking forward to that. And keep following me on Twitter today on Friday because we have a special, special treat for you with Keith Grossman later on this afternoon. New York time, I believe you're 3 hours ahead. So looking forward to that. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful Friday and weekend. And don't forget to go out there and create another 10,000 plus NFTs around the globe and share them with everyone. And be sure and say good morning to someone. Give them a big smile and perk up their day. This is Gary. It is Friday, August 5th, 2022. Wishing everyone a wonderful Friday and a wonderful weekend. Bye now.